This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Correctly, too. USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Benelli. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. And I need one digit on the pot for increasing volume. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Let me hold it. Let me get the wrench. Okay. There you go. Hey, Rick. What would you like to talk about today? Is there anything that's
discussed some of the things we need to discuss. After that, it's an open field.
Okay. I've got a couple things that I'd like to talk about with you today.
And by the way, I just wanted to say, it's such a pleasure to work with someone like you. I've been doing radio for some time now, and I have to say you're probably the most simplest and easiest person to work with.
Why do you say that, Rick?
Because you listen as well as talk.
Okay.
Most radio have agendas. They want a certain thing to happen, and they try to control it. You allow me to go crazy.
Well, what we do here at USA Prepares.
Part of why you're a good announcer. By the
way,
that's
I appreciate
the whole thing, but that's like one thing that I really appreciate about you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Rick. And what we do here at USA Prepares is we're all volunteers. And nobody gets paid, and the plan is and always has been to share information that we are passionate about, that we are willing to let others know about our experiences.
Yeah, our concerns, you know,
yes.
Educated, keeping current with what's going on, and trying to give the best insight. I miss Matt Stein. I absolutely miss my daily talks with him. Casey Cole is another person. I'm mentioning him purposefully because he could become another Matt Stein if he wanted to. He's been at your conventions before. He's certainly different knowledge, but as knowledgeable. And his daily links to me are so appreciated as keeping me current. I think that J.C. Cole could become another Matt Stein. In my humble opinion, I'm very impressed with him.
Yeah, I know J.C. Cole as well. And, and I am privy to some of the correspondence that that you and he have. Some of it gets forwarded on, or I'm copied on some of it, and I appreciate that. So, Rick, you mentioned something very interesting to me this morning before the broadcast. You said, I've gone dark. And I'd like to talk about that for just a minute. Now, Some people might misinterpret what that means. I mean, go to the dark side. That's not what you meant. I think what you meant was that I've gone kind of offline a little bit.
Yeah, you're not every day. You're not. I have no idea what's going on. We haven't communicated, directly with email, telephone calls, or even, letters.
Yeah. Well, and I'd like to explain that. And it's very interesting that you happen to mention that. And I've been mentioning over the last couple of months, hey, Vinny is really busy. Vinny is trying to keep the farm together. Vinny's working from early in the morning, daybreak, till dark every day until he collapses. The whole family is. And it's getting tougher. And so I don't have the time that I might have had in the past to get on the internet, to send emails, to pick up the phone. I can hardly even answer the phone. So when you say I've gone dark, I've gone absent from being available as much as I used to be available. And that's absolutely correct. But it has nothing to do with Rick Miller or Rich Sheban or Joey or, you know, Norm. It has nothing to do with any of the personalities and our dear friends. It has nothing to do with that.
I got
it has to do with me.
When I was doing undergraduate work at Pullman, I cut wheat. And we had four meals a day. We had breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then supper. And we had four meals. And you got up before daylight and went out into the field and zerked your machines getting it ready for field cutting. Then you went in, had a big breakfast, and then you went out just at daybreak when the light had started to dry the dew on the product, and you ran the combines. I drove a truck at first, and then I drove the combine. And we used to have six of them moving at one time in Palouse Hills. And I remember doing that as an undergraduate. That's how you worked your way through college, is you cut wheat in the summer. And you had four meals. And supper was after dark.
Yeah.
You had dinner, and then you had supper.
Mm-hmm.
You worked until darkness, and you couldn't see anymore. You sometimes even kept lights on because you had weather coming like you do now.
Right. You mentioned the word zerk, and I want to define that for our class, for those who have not heard the word zerk, Z-E-R-K. A zerk fitting is this little tiny fitting that goes, it goes, it's about the size of a pencil eraser, okay, number two pencil eraser. It's not quite as large in diameter, but it's about the same length. And you attach a grease gun to that, and then you apply hydraulic pressure with the grease. It goes through this zerk fitting, which has a ball check valve in it. And the idea is the grease goes in, but the grease doesn't come out. The grease goes in, but the dirt doesn't go in when you take the grease gun off the fitting. That's what a zerk fitting is. Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk about today was what I've noticed, the absence of zerk fittings. So, here at our farm, we've got some neighbors, and they run into problems with their equipment. One neighbor came over yesterday, and first he called and he said, "Hey, I've got a problem with my mower. Can I bring it over?" So he has this John Deere 42-inch riding mower. And so he put the mower deck on his pickup truck. He drove it over here. And what happened was the deck, the steel deck, which is a formed deck, from a single sheet of steel, it's hydraulically formed, bent in all these shapes that it has. It cracked. So he asked if we could weld it. So our son got out the Lincoln welder, the MIG welder, and he reinforced it where it needed to be reinforced. He cut some large washers, cut them in half, and applied them across the brakes. This mower had about 12 inches of cracks where the spindle or mandrel, that's the shaft that holds the blade, the top is attached to a pulley for a belt which drives the shaft which drives the blade, the mower blade. Well, it cracks so that the new replacement mandrel or spindle would break right off, you know, as soon as he started mowing. So the mandrel broke, and he had to get a new one of those. And the deck is broken. Now, this is a John Deere mower. Okay. 2 days before that, there was a John Deere mower here at the farm. And about the same size, 42-inch cut, two blades. And the way the frame is made, it's really not a frame, it's just stamped steel. Well, all four attachments to the rear axle broke. So the rear axle fell down, and it was just hanging without supports. So we had to fabricate straps and reinforce and make gussets and cut sheet metal and weld it all back up to put this other different John Deere mower back together. Now, the interesting thing about these two mowers is they're both about, well, 42-inch cut. Both of them you could buy at the Chinese factory outlet, and you'd say, well, that's a John Deere. That must be really good. Well, the real story is not so good. Then another neighbor, 2 days before that, called up and said, hey, can you pick up the mower? We've got a Poulin Pro 42-inch cut, and it keeps breaking the belts, all right, and bending the blades. Well, what happened with that one is the spindle mandrel, both of them, the bearings fell out, and they needed to be replaced. What I'm saying is that these mowers that you can buy at the Chinese factory outlet, and you can buy them other places, farm and ranch stores, and you can buy them all over, Tractor Supply, they're not very good quality. They are designed to fail. They don't have, most of them, Zerk fittings to lubricate the bearings on the mower blades. So what happens is they wear out very quickly. Now, if you contrast that with a mower that we have in our barn that was built in 1962, it's made by Cub Cadet, it had a 10-horsepower engine. And the neighbor, when we lived on the East Coast, he was a farmer. He planted a beautiful, beautiful lawn. It was immaculate. And he would cut the lawn twice a week. He would cut 1 acre twice a week with this Cub Cadet, 10-horsepower single-cylinder mower. We have that mower. We bought it. He paid $1,095 for it back in 62, which was an enormous amount of money because you could buy a whole Mustang 2 years later for $2,024.95. Okay? This mower was a little less than half the price of a Ford Mustang. But that mower has had its third engine. I put the new short block in it when our neighbor had it back in the 60s.
So let me get this straight. In order to be a farmer, you also need to be a machinist.
That's correct. That's
that
correct.
Means you also need to be in animal husbandry. You have to be in crop selection. Let's see. The list goes on and on. A farmer is a physicist.
Well, maybe a aspiring physicist, or maybe a neophyte.
Well,
physicist.
In the field physics, because you have to figure out why something broke and then replace it because Mopar wants you to rotate.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I got it. Just wanted to make it clear to everybody that being a farmer requires a number of different skills.
Okay, so we have this 1962 Cub Cadet 10-horsepower little lawnmower garden tractor in our barn. Now, it's on its third engine, and I put the remaining two engines in it. And the last one I put in was probably 20 years ago. It's still going strong. It's had two sets of mower blades. It's never had mower bearings or spindles because it had the Zerk fittings that you could grease. It has its original tires on the front. It has its original tires on the back. You can change. It has a transmission, 3 speeds forward, 1 speed reverse. It's never failed. No problems. The frame has never broken. The hood is still there. Original paint. Original everything, except it wore out two engines, and it's on its third one. Nothing like these new mowers that are falling apart. The frames are falling apart. The tires only last 3, 4, 5 years before they rot. We'll be right back.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out. out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and we're talking about farm physics. And I'm trying to give you all a warning about what is happening across the manufacturing components of America, what large corporations have done to you. And I specifically called out John Deere and Poulin, the lawnmower, riding mower company. And I'm explaining exactly what's happening. And I'd love to hear Rick's comments in just a minute. Let me just continue a little bit more. So we have this 10-horsepower 1962 Cub Cadet mower, and it was made by International Harvester. Now, I don't know of anything that International Harvester made that was junk. I don't know of a single product that wasn't top quality. I'm talking about International Harvester. They made farm machines. They made tractors. We have an International Harvester tractor. It's called a IH-385. It's 40 horsepower. It's been running perfectly since 1989. This thing just works and works and doesn't give us problems. Well, what's happened in corporate America is there was this company called Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, and you could buy a Murray-branded lawnmower at the Chinese factory outlet. Well, Briggs & Stratton bought Murray and Simplicity and Snapper because they were bankrupt. And there's a company called MTD. Now, that company owns now Cub Cadet, Troy Built, MTD Pro, MTD Gold, Yardman, White, Columbia, Mastercraft, Ryobi, Yard Pro. And they build, but they don't own Craftsman riding mowers. What we have found is that there are a lot of similarities in these mowers. And what we found is the spindles wear out because the mower spindles, the blade spindles, because they are greased for life. And what they've done for bearings, instead of using automotive wheel bearings that you could adjust and lubricate, they use automotive alternator bearings, model 203 and 204. And these bearings were never made to sustain the stresses and the vibration of those whirling mower blades at 3,000 RPM. So they wear out very quickly, and you can't grease them to extend their life. So if you go to eBay or you go to Amazon, you can find the pulleys, the belts, the shafts, the mandrels, the spindles, the blades. They're common. They're common because they break. So if you have one of these mowers and you don't have a welder, you're going to have to find someone who does have one to keep this darn thing running. And I'm not exaggerating, because all of the mowers that we've seen here at the farm have welds that broke on the frame or on the mower deck. It's unbelievable. And I've never seen that with a Cub Cadet made by International Harvester or Jacobson Chief. I've never seen that.
But I have comments. You know,
yes, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, that's why there was the concept of the DeLorean, where we took the very best of our technologies to make something last rather than design it for failure. Even batteries today are designed to, I mean, you can set your clutch to how long a battery will last. They're that precision designed to fail. And it's all about more expenditure than just going out and buying the best there is. And today, you can't buy the best there is, because there used to be that there were two ways things were sold. There was cheapest and best buy. That would be like Snap-on and Craftsman. Those accesses are no longer available because everything is cheapest. There is 7 or 8 different companies that compete for cheapest, and they're all designed for failure. And that is China.
Back in 1971, I was hired as a young mechanic working for Sears, Roebuck & Company. I've told this story before, but it bears repeating. This will explain exactly what you're talking about with the battery situation. I don't have enough time to get into it. We're going into a bottom-of-the-hour break. But I'm going to tell you about the Sears Die Hard battery and what I know about it. It's another fraud. And I'll tell you exactly what I mean by that when we come back.
Oh, these pains, my neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as there are reports that at least one U.S. military cadet was killed and as many as 20 others injured during a training exercise near West Point, New York, at about 7:30 Eastern Time this morning. Reports are that it happened when a personnel carrier flipped over. World War II veterans were joined by President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron in Normandy, France today, marking the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. Back home, trade talks are continuing in Washington between U.S. and Mexican officials after the president threatens tariffs on Mexico if it doesn't stop migrants from heading to the U.S. border. Vice President Mike Pence says,
"Our hope is, as these discussions continue, that Mexico will step up, will take such action as is necessary."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Andro 400 Max, man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and the spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years. And this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, we're talking about farm physics with our physicist, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And what I'm talking about actually relates to physics. And so here's the rest of the story. There's two things I'd like to share with you before we continue on to the next topic. So Sears, I was a mechanic, a young mechanic at Sears Roebuck and Company, and I had my own bay, and customers would be directed to me based on what the shop foreman wanted me to do. So I worked on mufflers and all kinds of car, fixing car problems in the bay that was assigned to me. But I used to race cars back then, and Sears came out with what was called the Die Hard battery in like the early 1970s. And so I went to the shop foreman and I said, I don't get it. If I want to buy a battery from any place else, it will have a 12-month or 24-month or 36-month warranty. The strongest warranty on any competitor's battery was 36 months. But our Sears DieHard battery had a 48-month guarantee, and it didn't come in a black plastic box. It came in a white plastic box with a black top. Ours looked different. It looked cleaner. It looked nicer, and it had a stronger guarantee. What's up? How can we do that when the others can't? He said, we can't do it either. So what we do is we take a 36-month battery and we guarantee it for 48 months. So when it fails around 36 months, the customer comes in and says, geez, you know, my battery failed. And we go, okay, well, you know, you still have part of the warranty. You still have 12 months remaining. So we're going to give you 12 months worth of credit on your next battery that you're going to buy from us. So we had battery customers for life because we promised something that we couldn't deliver. Absolutely true. Selling something we didn't have. Guaranteeing something we couldn't meet the guarantee. They would not last 48 months. But that's what we did. Back to the lawnmowers. Back in the 1960s, a lawnmower, a wheel horse or Jacobson Chief or an International Cub Cadet were 5.5 horsepower on the low end, or 7 or 8 or 10. That was it. And you could ride around on it. It had a manual transmission, had a clutch, and had traditional steering, and it lasted really long, and it was repairable. Well, single cylinder, but that's not the case anymore. You can't buy them anymore. Now, the mowers are around 20 horsepower or more, and they have automatic transmissions that cause problems. And you need that much horsepower to waste it in the transmission. As a matter of fact, there's so much waste in the transmission generating heat that you have to have a fan blowing on the transmission and axle to keep it cool so it doesn't overheat and fail. So you've got extra horsepower that you're paying for with extra gasoline so that you can ride around with an automatic transmission rather than have first, second, and third gear. Because I guess Americans are too stupid to learn how to use a manual transmission on a lawnmower. Any comments, Rick?
Yeah, no, I don't have anything further to say about this BS.
But it's all true. Everything I said is true. So many years ago, and there's a common thread through this whole thing. Many years ago, between the years of 1989 and 1993, we had a vice president. He was vice president number 44. He was on the dole with a guy by the name of George Herbert Walker Bush, who was the president. And Dan Quayle, the vice president, was known for making mistakes during speeches. And when he said things, he was known for flubs, mistakes. And you're wondering, like, why is this guy vice president when he makes so many mistakes? Well, he was on stage, on camera, at the United Negro College Fund event. And their slogan at that time, they were begging for money for black people to send them to college. Their slogan, when they were begging for money, was, "A mind is a terrible thing to waste." It stuck with me all these years, 30 years, I remember. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Dan Quayle was on stage at that event with the United Negro College Fund begging for money. And he got it a little different. He said, instead of "a mind is a terrible thing to waste," because he was going to use their slogan, their motto, what came out of his mouth was, "It's terrible when you lose your mind." Now, some people thought he made a mistake. Well, 30 years later, I don't think he made a mistake. I think he was just 30 years early, because I believe it is terrible when you lose your mind, and I believe that most people in the United States have lost their minds, and it is terrible. And why is that? Why have we lost our minds? And let me give you a couple examples. So what I'm talking about is people who are millennials, not all millennials, not everybody, but too many of them, up to the age of, in the 40s. They're confused. They want something, but they don't know what it is. They want it, and they want it now, but they don't know what it is. They deserve to be happy, but they don't know how to be happy. They want their friends to like them, but they're mean to their friends. They yell at their friends. They block them. Imagine this. Imagine having a feature on your phone where you can block someone who used to be your friend 3 minutes ago. I hate him. I hate her. I don't want them ever calling me again. I wish they would die. So they block them. This is what's happening in the United States of America. So we don't know how to talk to people. When we go to someone's house, we pull out our phone and we sit down at their kitchen table and we look at our phone. Or we go to a restaurant, and I'm not talking about me or you or Rick, I'm talking about the GDP. We go to a restaurant, pull out our phone, and we check our messages. Instead of looking at the person across the table from us who we should be delighted to spend time with. But that darn phone is more important. So what has happened is we have become addicted to the newest thing. And if we can't figure out what it is, we go looking for it. Like, did anybody call me? Did anybody send me a message? Did anybody send me a text? Do they like me? Did they like the picture I just sent them? So young people collect likes. They collect images. Whereas Rick Miller, you and I, and most of our class here didn't collect images. We collected things. You wanted more test tubes, more chemicals, more physics devices to experiment with, more test equipment, more wires, more resistors, capacitors, inductors, variable capacitors, electron tubes, transistors, integrated circuits, LEDs. That's what we collected, and we made stuff with them. But young people don't do that. They don't know how to do that. They don't know how to be creative. So what has happened? What's caused all this? Big corporations. Big corporations have become so greedy, they have replaced the American worker. We used to have people with typewriters, literal typewriters with typewriter ribbons. And they would type, and if they made a mistake, they'd have to figure out how to correct it. Okay? They would type an original document on the typewriter. Well, we've gotten rid of all typewriters and the ribbons. We still have the paper. We put that in printers. So we've gotten rid of all these people who used to know how to type. They'd leave high school, and they would aspire to a job. They'd get within a company, and they'd grow with the company. But they can't do that anymore because we don't have people typing. The jobs are gone. We've shipped them overseas. We don't need them. We don't need no stinking jobs. So now young people have nothing to aspire to. They can't go to that factory and work there because the factory's not there. We don't make anything. We don't make any goods in this country. We'd rather have the Mexicans make them, or the Chinese, or the Japanese, or Bangladesh, or Sri Lanka, or Taiwan, or Hong Kong. Because we don't need to make it in this country. We don't make clothing in this country. We wear clothing. So the whole point of all this is young people, all the way up to in their 40s, have nothing to aspire to. Their lives are miserable. They want it, but they don't know what it is, and they can't figure it out, and they can't achieve it. So they go to school because they've been conned into going to school so they can learn how to do something so they can get that job that doesn't exist. And they don't teach entrepreneurship in schools, so these young people are lost. And if you don't think they're lost, just drive down the highway and see how long it takes for someone to give you the finger. Rick, have I lost my mind, or do you think this is kind of accurate? Did I lose Rick?
I'm sorry?
Did I lose you?
No, I can't hear you very well.
Okay, so I've been on a rant about what's wrong with America and how we've destroyed the jobs.
Well,
there are no jobs.
It's all trade wars, and we're in them right now. And the tariffs against Mexico for the long lines of illegal aliens wanting to come in to have a better life here. It's a war is going on, literally. And it's affecting of life. And you are in, as a civilian, with no clue on what's really going on. And China is after America. And there is a literal war going on with the quality of lifestyle that you used to know, as had become accustomed to. It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone, and I don't think it's
coming
back.
That's why I don't buy anything new anymore, especially automobiles and or any kind of moving appliance like a vacuum cleaner, anything. Electrolux, you know, what is going on in America is that we no longer make those things. They're made in other countries. It's terrible.
When you say Electrolux, are you talking about like that old Electrolux vacuum?
Like I'm talking about my Datsun 280Z.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought, okay, so when you talked about Electrolux, that brings to mind that lasts for a lifetime vacuum cleaner that was...
You only need one. It lasts for 50 years.
Right. Well,
my hammers, my chisels, my crowbars, all of those things that were made in forges here in America.
Okay, so Electrolux has changed. They must have gotten some young accountants who decided that they had a better way and they could thin the product out every way imaginable. So Electrolux is the parent company for Frigidaire. And I wanted to buy Whirlpool appliances like the refrigerator and freezer in our kitchen. Well, they were discontinued. I was building kitchen cabinets, and I made them to custom fit the Whirlpool refrigerator and freezer. Well, Whirlpool discontinued it, so I had to buy the next closest fit, and that was Frigidaire. Frigidaire is owned by Electrolux. And Frigidaire appliances, they have thinned out the plastic liner on the doors so much that if you put some jars on the door, it will fall through the door and crack the plastic liner.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. And Rick, so being a young person today has got to be really, really tough. And I'll tell you why. So if you want to find that ideal person, you can go on your smartphone and you can install a dating application or a dating app called Tinder. Now, Tinder has finally decided that they need to broaden their horizon of sexual orientation choices. So Tinder now has nine choices that a person can make when they're looking for that ideal mate. And here they are. I'm not making this up. So what orientation would a person like to be? And they tell Tinder, here's my answer based on my choices. A person could be straight, gay, lesbian, bisexual, asexual, demisexual, whatever that means, pansexual, queer, or questioning. That's what a person could be. When I was growing up, Rick, and when you were growing up, there weren't those choices. So what I've been trying to say is we are doomed. We have lost our way. We have allowed
This is the distinction between globalism and nationalism. And globalism has 32 different choices for sexual preference, where nationalism is male and female. Now, or not applicable. Not applicable. What has gone wrong with our society is, never mind. I'm just not playing that game anymore. I'm finished with it. And as far as the Democratic Party is concerned, they're as weird as a Republican Party, and I want the old system back where both Democrats and Republicans wanted the same thing for America. They just wanted to do it differently.
Well, there was a time
for the United States anymore.
Right. There was a time when they had a difference of opinion as to what would be best for us. Now it's they have a difference of opinion as to what is best for the people who are running the show. How can they increase their coffers? How can they satisfy their individual greed? What's
I saw a picture of two men with from the rear showing their butts, one with a child on his shoulders and another one with a child between them. And imagine the confusion of those children today in terms of what is and is not appropriate for bathrooms, for clothing, for, I mean, the whole thing is designed to cause trouble. It isn't to make things better and to be fair to everything. Oh, no, 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 no. If that were true, I wouldn't be upset like I am. That's not exactly at all what's happening. In fact, what is happening is that our children aren't even getting an education anymore at any level. Why? Because they'll not leave any child behind and everybody speaks Spanish? I remember a moment when it wasn't Spanish, it was called Esperanto. What is going on? I'll tell you what's going on. We've been invaded. China, Mexico, all of it. And just the people wanting to have a better life in America, why is it that one in four has a communicable disease? I'm going to tell you that those wines were paid to cause an influx of diseases into America that America had the good life of no longer having. And then we have immunity, Casey. And it goes downhill from there, and I've had enough. And it's time that people say something about this because it's crazy. It's so crazy, it's wrong. And everybody knows that. Yet, they continue to accept it. And I
well,
don't.
Not everybody's accepting it. I can tell you this, that if more
well,
of our boys...
the Republicans and the Democrats now. And let me tell you what I think about Pelosi and some of this nonsense. Oh, never mind. I'm not going to go there. I'm just embarrassed for them. Embarrassed for them. Quote me.
So, I can tell you that if one of our boys were shopping with Mrs. Finelli and she went into the ladies' room and some guy walked into the ladies' room, I know what would happen next. One of our boys would go into the ladies' room. There'd be a little bit of noise. Mrs. Finelli would be walking out. Our son would be walking out. And then the ambulance would show up for the person in the ladies' room, the guy that walked in, to take him out in a stretcher. That's what would happen. I know that would happen. Because it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. And we're falling down. And we need to say things. Rick Millen, I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.